Good morning and welcome to Encouragement Media and Podcast. It's Auntie Pat. And today we want to look at Luke chapter 3 verses 21 to 23, where Jesus at the age of 30 becomes baptized and he starts his ministry. In the Bible, we only hear of Jesus when he's round about the age of 12 and he gets lost at the temple. And remember, I told you about that story. And how clever the priests all thought he was for the age of 12, knowing all the things he did know. And then the next story in the Bible, really telling about Jesus, is at the start of his ministry, and it tells us that he's 30. We can only think for ourselves that his father was a carpenter and he must have been helping his father doing the carpentry work. And in a book I read, it said that there were so many different kinds of people living around them. So you must remember, if they came to order a table or a chair, that Jesus would have had to know 5 different languages and how to count the money and charge people to give change. So that's quite exciting to think of it that way. Let's start. Luke 3, verse 21. When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in a bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, you are my son, whom I love, with you I am well pleased. Wow. Imagine this booming voice coming from heaven right now. We'd all fall flat down on our backs in fear. Imagine the Holy Spirit as a symbol of a dove. The interpretation is God spoke in a loud voice for all to hear that Jesus was his son and he was pleased with him. Jesus received the Holy Spirit, which came down like a dove, and starts his ministry at the age of 30. My word. God wanted everybody now to know that Jesus was the Son of God, remembering that Jesus was a son of Joseph, who was a carpenter. So if he had to walk up, or now he's going to look for the disciples and they say, oh, this is Jesus, Son of God. Remember that people would laugh at him and say, no, he's son of Joseph, the carpenter. So Jesus comes and he confirms that this is his son. Do you still doubt that God exists? He spoke in a loud voice for all to hear. Do you know Jesus as the Son of God? If Jesus was baptized, would you like to be baptized? I would like to have everything Jesus has for me. And yes, I've been baptized. And if anybody would like to know more of that, contact us on the podcast at Encouragement Media, and a person could go a bit deeper into that. Children, today I just want to stop and think of this loud voice booming from heaven. It's so fantastic to think that Jesus actually tells everybody, God tells everybody, that this Jesus is my son. Wow. I just can't stop getting my mind around it all. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you that you came to earth, that you would live just as we lived, and therefore know everything about us. And yet you were the very Son of God, that you would go to the cross and hang on the cross to die for our sins. Lord, bless us this day. Bless the children. Bless the parents, Lord. Bless us in this time with courage and boldness to learn to know you more and more, Lord. To know you as the air we breathe, that you are with us at all times, that we may just ask. Thank you for that privilege, Lord. Thank you for this podcast and for each and every one that's listening, Lord. For your word to be a blessing unto them, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Thank you for listening. Be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in. You can find us online at www.encmedia.co.za. Send us an email at info@encmedia.co.za, or find us on Facebook by searching for Encouragement Media. Thank you so much for Joseph McDay for giving us his song Elevation. To use Yah is a big blessing.